Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 0-2. That was way outside.
Just a tad. Just a little bit. But okay.
Constantino.
He said just a tad, just a tad.
So if you missed it last night, that pitch, let me just paint the picture for you, all right? So Castellanos, obviously a right-handed hitter. It was like a sweeper, slider kind of pitch. The ball was 4 feet in the other batter's box, and he almost swung. He had to check his swing. Well, I mean, what are you going to say to that?
Just a tad outside.
8 feet from where Castellanos is standing.
No, when you showed the video, I was like, okay, that's egregious. But, there's no excuse for that. I'm not even about to get ratioed for the excuse. That was just bad.
It tells me he predetermines if he's going to swing, and he was able last night to say, "All right, like I got to stop."
Didn't he say last week that he's working on a new swing and he's kind of still adjusting? Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, double down on his excuse, but he did say that. So you know, hey.
That was your great pitching there, Hugh.
He dodged the bullet last
Three
night.
Feet
that
off
was
the plate.
That was outside of that moment.
5 feet off
that
the plate.
That was some. He did pitch decent last night.
Stop.
This is the hill I'm going to die on. I'm not about to let y'all beat me up.
You are going
to
die.
I probably will. It won't be the first.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. It doesn't matter who pitched against the Phillies this season. They all look good, unfortunately, because this offense just isn't very good. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies have a good lineup? I don't think they do. I'm beyond the point of assuming this is a top 10 lineup in baseball. I don't think it is. I think it's a very average offensive team. Now, bottom line is they're going to be okay because of this pitching. The pitching is going to carry them, and I think they're going to have to go get a bat at the deadline. Now, the hope, of course, is for me, it's Mike Trout. I don't know if that's going to be possible or likely or whatever the word is, but maybe. But they're going to have to get something to add to this offense because the way I look at it is, it's very average. They have one guy that's a lock for 30 home runs. They have one, and that would be Schwarber. They have one guy that is, you know, a really, really outstanding offense player. That's Bryce, who's struggling. Trey has certainly been better this year than he was at the beginning last year, which is great. But other than that, it's not much there. I mean, the bottom of the lineup is a mess. Castellanos is a mess. I'm not expecting anything out of Rojas. I feel like it's an average lineup. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Chuck. What's up, pal?
Hey,
what's up, man?
Let me say something real quick, right? Listen, is Chopper scared of this team or something? Is he scared of his own team to make moves, to make changes? I mean, I don't understand it. You know, you got Castellanos who can't hit, you know, a basketball right now. You know what I mean? And you still keep him in the lineup instead of sitting down and putting Pache in for a little bit, giving the guy a rest, you know what I mean, and trying to get his head together. He is mentally not in the game. You know, this team, let me talk about this team, right? And everybody want to think Mike Trout's going to come save the day. Mike Trout is a loser, okay? I told everybody that. He wants to stay there. He don't want the pressure of coming to a winning ball club and coming to a pressure city like Philadelphia. Mike Trout is the biggest sack of losing crap I've ever seen in my life, and everybody want to hype him up. Let him just stay in the Eagles stand and be where he's been, because he's not going to ask out to come to Philadelphia, because he would have did it. That's another story. You know what I mean? Come help out Bryce Harper. That's what you need to do, and come try to win a championship. But he'd rather stay in Anaheim. We're a losing city for a losing ball club, and that's what he's been doing for years. So Mike Trout can get out of here with that crap. Let me tell you something about this team, though, right? If they don't get their act together, this team will win 80 to 83 games, and I know people out there don't want to hear that, but this team is built around hitting, okay? And it takes anybody in 2 hours can see that Kyle Schwarber is not a leadoff hitter, okay? It's time to make changes. And Topper needs to stop being scared of his team. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him, but it's time to make some changes, man, and the changes to be made. That fourth slot is killing us behind Harper. You know what I mean? That's probably why Bryce's not hitting the way he's supposed to hit, because he knows he got to do everything. You know what I mean? He got no protection behind him.
Well,
you know
certainly, Chuck, it's certainly part of it. It's certainly part of it. There's not much there. I mean, really, it has been a problem. And I hope that Topper is not scared to make changes because that's his job. If he feels that changing the lineup would get this thing going, he should do it.
He just seems like he's just scared of his team. I don't know. He want to keep everybody happy and in their spot. But sometimes you got to ruffle the feathers, man, and change stuff up because stuff ain't working, man. And I'm telling you, I know you guys like him. He's a nice guy. He's in the third. But I don't know if he's in over his head, man, with this major league ball club right here. You need a manager to come in and say, you know what? I need to make some changes. This ain't working. And I'm trying to hear it's a lot of baseball. It's a lot of baseball, but you know when a team is good or not. You know when a team is good or not. Now, you know, you can look at the Braves and know they're a solid ball club. You look at the Dodgers and know they're a solid ball club. You look at the Texas Rangers and know they're a solid ball club. This team, I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are. They're built on hitting, and they're not hitting the baseball. I bet you shouldn't be carrying this right now. They're hitting it. I'm tired of making these excuses for this damn baseball team, man. Had this been the Eagles starting off like this, or even the Sixers, something like that, they'd be ripping their heads off, man. This team is not good enough right now to even think about a World Series.
Well, Chuck, you're right about the Eagles comparison. Chuck, good fault. I love the passion from Chuck. I mean, if the Eagles started out like this offensively, we would be firing everyone and benching people. We would.
I just feel like right now, as I pull up the standings and I look at the National League, the Braves are like, when you talk about this season, this young season that we're in, the Phillies are one game behind the Braves in the win column. Mm-hmm. One game. Mm-hmm. One game. And granted, I know that a lot of people say, well, it's the pitching that's been saving. That's great. The pitching for the Braves is suspect right now. They can
agreed,
hit.
Agreed.
They can hit. They can hit. But the pitching is suspect. And we all know with the ebb and flow of baseball that there's going to be a time where the hitting is going to cool off. And for the Braves, that's going to happen. And for us, it's going to be the polar opposite. We're going to start hitting. But to say that this team isn't this, that, or the third, I think it's a little bit premature to be saying all of that right now. When I look at the standings and the Braves to be the absolute best team in the NL right now, all they need is three wins. They would be three wins. They would be the absolute best team in NL right now.
So I think there's two ways to look at this. One, and you said it earlier, Hugh, like they've gotten through. They're 9-8, even though they haven't hit yet, right?
Not hit at all.
That is definitely the glass is half full on that one. I could also say, if I told you 3 weeks ago the pitching would be this good, you'd say they're off to like 11-4 start, right? Because they're only allowing a couple runs a game. Like
yes, they are.
If the offense was just holding its weight, they probably would have the best record in baseball. Just
no question about it.
Pitching's been amazing.
No question about it. And this is the ebb and flow of baseball. And it's like, for me, the fact that they care or Bryce cares is good enough right now. They're going to hit. Like I was listening to on the broadcast last night, and they were talking about how, you know, are you worried about certain guys? And the one guy that they say, well, we're not worried about Bryce. Like some of the other guys, maybe. Maybe there's some question
marks
with
fair.
Other guys.
Yeah.
But you don't worry about Bryce. This team is going to come around, man. And when I look at it, I compare this, which I always do, I compare it to football. This is like what? This isn't even the first quarter of the game. This is like 5 minutes into the game.
No, I guess we're a game in. Wouldn't that be? If you play – if you
one game. We're one game in?
One game in. Like we're 17 games, right? They played 17.
Okay.
So that's a tenth of the season.
Okay.
Right?
So we're one game in, and we're one. We're winning.
Yeah, we're about a game into the season.
Yeah, okay.
It's
so it's
NFL
one of those. Yeah.
Okay.
So I look at it like – and I look at the standings, and for all the warts, let's just say that we have a lot of warts. For all the warts that we have, we're right there.
Well, so it is interesting, the Eagles comparison, because let's say they go 1-0 next year, but the Eagles offense stinks. What are we going to be talking about?
No, listen.
The Eagles offense stinks.
No, we're not.
Oh,
we're
gonna, yo,
no,
come
Joe,
on.
Joe, we had this conversation. If the Eagles win a game 10-0, it's going to be a conversation, but they won. They won the game.
No, you forgot how I act around here.
Stop.
Hold on. They were winning last year. They were winning last year, and I was enemy number one because I was like, this defense isn't good enough. And you guys were like, shut up. We're winning games.
So I know how you act. I mean, it's not – I'm just saying it's still a win. Like, I'm not saying that you're not going to act the way that you act. I'm just saying a win is a win.
And they're 9-8, and that's not bad to start the season. And they did win last night, and that's exciting. Jeff Hoffman, that play was awesome. Can I get Jeff Hoffman on the Eagles defensive line?
Man,
dude's 6'5".
I did not know. You kind of forget how big people are.
Yeah.
And he put the hurt on him.
You know that pinch runner? Yeah, it was a pitcher for the Rockies. That was their opening day starter.
Yes.
Could you imagine if the Phillies ran out Zach? I know this guy's not as – the guy that got hurt last night's not in the same class as Wheeler. But could you imagine if the Phillies ran Zach Wheeler on the bases and he got hurt?
Yeah, we'd be killing them today.
Oh, they have pitchforks outside Topper's office.
And not only that, like the Colorado Rockies, didn't they have some guys that were sick? A couple guys were sick. They're pretty banged up.
And they're bad. And they're bad. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Black Gritty, who's up next. Right, what's up, Black Gritty?
Black Gritty.
Joey Bear.
You out there making government cheese sandwich. You ain't seen the government cheese sandwich.
Yeah,
he was out there making the other day.
Hey, man, that thing gets you clogged up like nobody's business back in the day, boy. You know what I mean?
Never forget where you came from, Black Gritty.
I snuck the block off into the closet, ended up in the hospital, boy. My son was locked up like a boy. I was in trouble, boy. My grandma whooped me. Anywho, I'm about to whoop you out here with this participation trophy talking about the Phillies. First of all, I don't hear Rojas' name no more. We got other problems. Just stop talking about Rojas. He's the end of the lineup. I want to talk about my manager that doesn't do anything. The decisions that he makes have been lost two times in the playoffs, and he just sits here and sticks with his guys. Sometimes you got to shake things up. When everybody's sitting there not hitting, making hundreds of millions of dollars, do something. Don't look at it and say, well, we're going to get it done. I know the Schwarbaums are coming when the heat's up. How about you make some adjustments in the beginning of the season when you know you start off slow and just try something different? Just try something. Nope, not my guy. Topper going to top. And it's just going to happen at the end of the year, too. Because when we cool off, this dude don't make no adjustments because he sticks with his guys. They stick with his lineup. And it's so frustrating. And listening to you, Hugh, they're the Rockies. Bro, they're the Rockies. I will say it one more time. They're the Mammy Dammy Rockies. So don't tell me the pitching was good yesterday.
It was decent, okay? Black Greedy. The pitching was decent yesterday.
You know what? I love you to death, brother, but I hope you have a worse throw than Howard Esther. You out here talking about that was good pitch yesterday. That's what I wish upon you. I'm going to put a hex on you. And you ain't going to do right by me. You ain't going to do right by yourself. They're trash, you. And I deserve better than a one-win run off of Pache at the end of the dang game. Fix it, somebody. I love you guys. Like I said, Rojas is not the problem. Five man free out there. Marsh should be playing every day. Make some moves, Topper. Do something. I love you guys.
I love you, Black Gritty. And you know what? He brought up an interesting point there. If Hugh thinks that Cal Quantrill pitched well last night, I'm worried about Hugh's first pitch.
No.
Officially
listen,
worried.
He pitched well last night, man. He gave you six innings.
But did he pitch well because the lineup can't hit?
Like, that's neither here nor there.
No, it's here.
Okay. Joe, he pitched well. Y'all not about to beat me up about this. The man pitched well last night.
He struck out one batter in six innings.
But he had a lot of movement on his pitches last night. He pitched well there. Kyle, I don't care. You can sit there and put your head all in the air if all you want. He pitched well last night.
Do you see how we've lowered the bar here? We have a really good offense. They have $1 billion of players on the field. And we can't hit Cal Quantrill.
Six innings, four hits, one run. That's a decent night. I don't care what anybody says.
No, he had success. It doesn't mean he pitched well.
He did pitch well. But how do you have success if you don't pitch well?
But when you go up a crappy lineup like this, when you have two guys in there that can't hit a beach ball. I mean, Castellanos and Rojas right now, you could put it on a tee and they'd ground out. I mean, I'm serious. They can't hit. I know I guess I'm supposed to lay off Rojas. I get it. He's the bottom, but he stinks too.
Like, that is low-hanging fruit, though, seriously. Can we leave that alone? Can we just leave? Okay,
no.
We can talk about Castellanos. Can we leave Rojas alone?
Well,
that is low-hanging fruit.
It's rotten.
Let me get my captain's hat. Where my hat at?
You got your captain's hat on?
I got my hat. Wait, maybe we'll get my captain.
You know, if the Eagles the Eagles in Seattle game, when the Eagles put up 16 points, was that because Seattle had a great defense or the Eagles' offense just sucked?
Kyle, anybody ask you?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's the Eagles' offense stunk.
No, they were out there improvising. They were improvising.
Is that what we're doing?
I know, like, you're going to go back to that Castellanos swing.
Yeah.
No, all I'm saying is he had a decent night. I'm not saying that he's in the Cy Young voting. I'm not saying that. But he had a decent night.
Thank you for not putting Cal Quantrill on the Cy Young voting.
He had a decent night. I'm the only one here that's being honest about it. Y'all just want to bash the offense.
But don't you notice a pattern? Bailey Falter on Friday.
Yeah, that's
Marco Gonzalez Saturday.
Listen,
we got a pattern of
fringe
starter has a good night.
But all I can say is, like, Bailey Falter knows his team because he was here. Maybe that's the case.
Shouldn't we know Bailey Falter? That's a good point.
It does go both ways. It goes both ways. But I'm not talking about Bailey Falter today. I'm talking about Kyle Quantrill and the night that he had last night. He had a decent night. That's all I'm saying.
I don't give a bleep about Cal Quantrill.
It's a wild spin job.
It's not a spin job. It's the truth.
Cal Quantrill stinks, man. He was not great last night. The Phillies offense just cannot hit.
I didn't say he was throwing like high heat and just like here he's striking people out looking. But he had a decent night. He did have a decent night. I know that's kind of hard for both of you guys to like give him props.
I can't allow this.
But it's the truth.
Tobias Harris propaganda yesterday and Cal Quantrill propaganda today.
This is what it is. See, because you're still upset about yesterday. Cal, you need to learn how to let stuff go. It's a new day.
So I actually think last night, and it was I always love Jackie Robinson today in baseball, and they all wear 42, right? They all wear number 42. I actually think if we watch the Phillies all year with the same number and no names, we wouldn't think they're any good offensively. Because they're names. Right? Like, we know who they are. We know their past. I'm just saying this iteration, the 2024 Phillies, I don't think this is a good lineup. They don't have, like, they don't walk much. They mm-hmm. don't hit many home runs.
They leave people stranded.
They strike out. They leave people stranded. I'm not sure why it's good. Like, yes, Bryce Harper will be better if he's healthy, and we hope he is. The back is obviously an issue. If Bryce is healthy, I'm not going to lose sleep over Bryce Harper. He'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost a lot of sleep over Castellanos. I will continue to. I can't even watch Rojas. I'm supposed to leave him alone. I can't watch him hit. Bohm's closer to average than we want to admit. Stott's a little bit above average. Like, I don't see it. They need more here in this lineup. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeff, you know, we're just trying to figure out if Cal Consul was going to get some Cy Young votes or not.
I don't think he's going to get too many. You know, Jackie Robinson could probably get a hit at the state that he's in underground before Castellanos.
Well, that is so wrong, Jeff. That is just
look.
So
I think it's wrong. I think it's more of an indictment on Castellanos than it is Jackie at this point.
Yeah. Jackie Robinson was just amazing. He was an amazing dude, besides being a baseball player. So,
and what a great athlete on top of it. Because we always talk about his obviously his courage and his personality. Yeah. But I think people like don't realize he could have been maybe a pro in football, a track star. Yeah. Guy was an amazing athlete.
Yeah, he was just a better human to be able to endure all that crap that he had to endure. But anyway, so Joe, I think the team is good. They have a good lineup. They are not playing well right now. The problem is, and I hear like Black Gritty said, you know, Topper needs to shake it up. And that's probably true, but what's going to happen if he shakes it up? Because none of them are playing really well right now. So I don't know if that is the answer or not. One answer is to get Castellanos out of that lineup and put Pache in there, give him a chance for a while.
Well, a couple days ago, Jeff, on that point,
he came up big last night.
He did. I felt good for him. You know, so a couple days ago, they sat Rojas down for 2 days, right, to clear his head.
Yeah.
So they could do that with Castellanos too. I mean, the guy's trying to swing at pitchers that are in the crowd. I mean, you could sit him down for a day or two.
He really just doesn't look like he cares, and that may not be the case.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guy's just, he's totally... Now you've got... If Rojas isn't going to hit... And I'm fine with that. He's going to make up for it on defense. You can't have two guys in that at the end of the lineup like that. But I just think they're going to be okay. They're just not playing well right now. And if it wasn't for the pitching, we would probably have 4 or 5 wins maybe.
Oh, totally. I mean, Jeff, you're right. I mean, they're averaging 3.5 runs a game. Jeff, good phone call. Yeah, the pitching has saved the day. So do I think the Phillies are going to be okay? Yes, I do. The pitching's going to carry them, though. Do I think this lineup's going to be good? I don't. I think we're watching an average offensive team. I mean, they're going to have their moments. Like, Schwarber gets hot in June and Bryce will get hot. But for a season, I think we're watching a middle-of-the-pack kind of lineup here that has a lot of issues. Like, I don't know if the Castellanos stuff's going to fix itself tomorrow. I don't know if Rojas is going to hit at all. There's more question marks this offense the more I watch it than maybe we thought 3 weeks ago.
I think for Castellanos, he just has to get comfortable, Joe. I really believe that, with everything, the mechanics and everything that he said that he's been working on, he just has to get comfortable with that. And he's in a limbo state right now. And everybody else, this is just how, for whatever reason, this team is built. And this is just how they go. They tend to muddle through the first half of the season. Then when it starts to get warm, they get hot. And I truly believe that has to do with the way that they handle spring training. Something about that. Because when I think back on when I played Andy Reid's teams, it was kind of the same thing. Historically, getting off to slow starts. Because that's the way you build. That's the way you train. I never was able to put my finger on the pulse of that, if it's the way you train or whatever. And look at the Braves, the polar opposite. They always get off to a fast start. So, and then they tend to curtail off towards the end of the year.
Look, it might part of this might be preparation. It just might be they're better. They have better hitters.
Yeah, but with that being said, and I look at it like this. With that being said, and the hot start that the Braves got off to, and the fact that they're averaging like 7-8 runs a game, they are one game ahead of the Phillies right now.
Because their pitching's in a mess right now. Do I think the pitching is really good? I do. I think it's going to stay good for the whole season. They got to start hitting to take some pressure off this pitching. That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, because there's like you can make the argument. I totally agree with you. There's been a lot of nights where you've got some phenomenal pitching, and you didn't have any run support to help them out. Any run support, and that's the most frustrating thing. As a Phillies fan, when you see that, and you see that where this team is wanted to be, and you see runners being stranded, and they're not taking advantage of some great nights that their pitching has given them. That is real frustrating. Very, very frustrating.
Yeah, and, you know, people could get on Topper for his lineup decisions, but he's pretty good with the bullpen and pitching decisions and all that kind of stuff. It's just it's hard to win every night like this, like to go to extra innings.
And you're worried about it's gonna catch up with you.
Yeah.
It's going to catch up with you.
Well, you're putting a lot on these pitchers. I mean, they went back to Sir Anthony last night for extra innings, and he did a good job in the 10th, but he just pitched the day before. It's like, you know, they need some laughers sprinkled in. We haven't had enough of those. You know what I could use tonight? I could use a 10-3 Phillies win. Just a laugher.
That would be nice. That would be nice, so I can go out and finish washing these clothes or whatever, and not worry about what my partner's going to say tomorrow if it goes south. Not worried about feeling like I'm being attacked by my producer and my partner.
Well, I mean, we didn't tell you to be wearing your Cal Quantrill jersey.
No, I didn't say. See, here we go with that.
You're making it out to be Greg Maddux out there.
I did not. And see, you know what? People hear that, they're going to think that. I did not make him out to be Greg Maddux. I just said he pitched decent last night. He just pitched decent. And I already know where Kyle coming from. He's still upset about the fact that I think it's amazing that Tobias Harris' dad was able to get a non-all-star paid the way that he did.
It's not amazing. It's called robbery.
And he didn't wear a mask or carry a gun.
No, because the Sixers were dumb enough to do it.
Look at God. Look how God works.
No, that's not what I'm looking at. Look at what a mistake the team made.
No, that was, I mean, I just, like, man. And then the fact that you had, like, who was it said? Who's it said, Kyle, that he was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Spencer Haywood.
You know what it reminded me of? Do you remember when the Phillies did the They had like the video board when Gene Segura had his 200th double. I was like, this isn't even a milestone. It's like, so what did Tobias do on Sunday? He passed someone on the all-time list?
Yeah, he did.
But like what?
And he gave him a shout-out.
What number is he all-time?
Like 159th?
Who cares?
Well, 58.
We added Haywood to the list of – so like I think we determined that Tobias Harris' delusion is an epidemic.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dr. J, his father, Terrell Harris, which is explainable
and his parent, of course.
But the Spencer Haywood, we had to add him to the list yesterday. I mean, what are we talking about?
Someone had to put Spencer Haywood up to that,
and
right?
We might even have to add Hugh.
Oh, he's part of it, yeah.
There was transgressions yesterday.
He put my transgressions.
Add Cal Quantrill to it. It's our 215-592-9495. We'll get back to your Phillies phone calls here. Is this a good lineup? I mean, it's a pretty simple conversation here. I don't see one. This is a very average offensive team that's struggling right now. That's the way I view it. 215-592-9494. Plus, we'll get to the Sixers here. Miami tomorrow. We'll play some audio for a man that I am very nervous about coming in tomorrow. I knew this was going to happen. As soon as I saw the way the bracket played out Sunday, I was like, I'm going to go from very excited about the Sixers to very nervous by tip. We'll discuss it all. 215-592-9494 Midday Show. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The future of pain medicine is here, and it's QC Kinetics.